course. Lessons at the King's New School provided all the Latin and less Greek he needed to know. He was not just taught to read Latin, but to write and speak it. A popular exercise was ithopeia, or impersonation, where the student was expected to express himself in the style and voice of someone else, often a woman such as Ariadne or Hecuba, a useful skill for the trainee playwright, no doubt. And Shakespeare's men habitually remember Ovid's Metamorphoses and Heroides, two central texts on the Elizabethan set book list. Perhaps pupils did not always show the consistent application demanded by us teachers. Witness the scene in Merry Wives when young Will, nota bene, is instructed in basic vocabulary by the Welsh pedagogue and windbag Sir Hugh Evans, or should that be Thomas Jenkins, master from 1575 to 1579.